Radio Prague News.
The Supreme Public Prosecutor has reopened an investigation into a case of alleged corruption in a planned purchase of Gripen fighter jets in 2002. The President has accepted the resignation of the Environment Minister Jan Dusik, and two Czech adventurers have completed a 650-kilometer journey across the frozen Lake Baikal. The Supreme Public Prosecutor, Renata Vesecka, has reopened an investigation into a case of alleged corruption in the purchase of JAS-39 Gripen fighter jets planned by the Social Democrat government back in 2002. The government in power then approved the purchase of 24 jets from BAE Systems Saab for 60.2 billion crowns, but the deal did not get the necessary backing in parliament and was eventually replaced by a later contract in which the Czech Republic leased 14 jets for 20 billion crowns for 10 years. A police investigation into the original deal was twice shelved, but a review ordered by the Supreme State Attorney in December reportedly found the decision to shelve the case was unlawful and premature. According to a spokeswoman for the Supreme Public Prosecutor's Office, Renata Malinova, evidence compiled so far has not sufficiently ruled out corruption in the case. President Václav Klaus has accepted Environment Minister Jan Dusík's resignation from the government following developments on Thursday regarding the future of Czech energy giant ČEZ's coal-burning power plant in Prunežov. The Environment Minister decided to step down after Prime Minister Jan Fischer told him to allow the producer to go ahead with the project, despite findings in an environment impact assessment study that showed ČEZ was not going to use the best available technology. Mr. Dusík was nominated to the caretaker government by the Green Party, and on Friday its leader Ondřej Liška made clear the Greens still feel responsible for work conducted by the ministry. The Foreign Minister Jan Kohout has told the Czech weekly Respekt that the Czech ambassador to the EU, Milena Vitsinova, will be recalled from her post. The weekly published the information on its website on Friday. In the interview, Mr. Kohout confirmed the move as part of a number of changes in the Czech ambassadorial posts abroad. Earlier, it was speculated that Mrs. Vitsinova could be succeeded by the Czech ambassador to Athens. Foreign Minister Kohout, meanwhile, is due to meet with Mrs. Vitsinova on Monday to discuss possible moves. He said that he is expecting her to stay on in Czech diplomacy if she wants to do so. Two Czech adventurers, Václav Šura and Pavel Blažek, have completed a crossing of the frozen Lake Baikal in Russia, a 650-kilometer journey on foot that took the duo just under 25 days. The Czechs successfully traversed the lake without any outside help, taking roughly 90 kilos each of rations and equipment on sleds. Temperatures during the journey dropped as low as minus 35 degrees Celsius, and the duo suffered some technical setbacks and health problems, but managed to pull through. Using their determination, the duo said. I'm Jan Willinger, and that's the news.